Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode is going to be all about search engine optimization for e-commerce stores, specifically for high-ticket dropshipping, but this kind of thing can also be done in any type of e-commerce store, so tune in. If this is your first time listening to the episode, you can get my free high-ticket dropshipping niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. All right guys, so let's talk about search engine optimization and why you really need to focus on it. So search engine optimization basically means optimizing your website to be shown in the search engines organically, okay? And basically, the first place you have to think about with search engine optimization, the first thing you should think about is keyword optimization. Keywords are the way that search engines find your website. So having content on your website is great, but if you don't have the target keywords that your website needs to rank for in order to get customers, then it's not gonna get customers through organic traffic, okay? Organic traffic is free, and organic traffic can result in lots of profits. So it's definitely worth your time to invest in creating keyword-rich content on your website. Now, your website is filled with lots of different product pages. So you have your home page, your about page, contact page, and then you have your product pages. You have your collection pages or, you know, brand pages, and you have blog posts, okay? And that's like a normal e-commerce store. So you gotta think, like, what's best to focus on first? Well, the best thing to focus on first is the long tail keywords. Why? Because generally speaking, they have less competition and they're easier to rank on the first page of the search engine results in Google and in Bing and in other search networks, okay? So long tail keywords. Long tail keywords are longer than 3 words, basically, and they're usually very descriptive. Okay, it's not just a brand name, it's not just a product name. It's a brand and a product and a reason the person is looking for it. Or maybe a general, you know, category style keyword, like a generic keyword. Okay. So when you're talking about an example, let's just use electric bikes as an example. It's a niche that I've sold in the past. So an electric bike is a generic keyword. It's a category of a product, so it's a category keyword, otherwise known as a generic keyword. So if someone just types electric bike into Google, they don't really know what they want yet. They're just doing research usually, right? They're not trying to find specific information about a specific product. It's a very short tail keyword, right? It doesn't show that they actually have buying intent yet. They just have research intent. All right, and then the next kind of keyword they might type in is best electric bike. Best electric bike will be sort of a keyword somebody's typing in when they're looking to find more information about a category and they're probably looking to buy one eventually, okay? So that's a really good keyword to rank for in Google. And you can rank for that on a blog post, you can rank for that in collection pages, you can rank for that keyword in product pages even. But the best way to do it is with a blog post. Blog posts are great for this kind of top of the funnel traffic, traffic that doesn't know exactly what they want yet and hasn't really reached the bottom of the funnel, but they're doing research, okay? And if you capture somebody at that top of the funnel, you have a really good guide and you can move them into the brands and products that you carry and you sell, it's potential that they could actually convert right then and there on some sort of a doorbuster product, you know, on a under $1,000 product. Or if they have a lot of money to spend, they want one of the best ones, they might even just convert right there on an expensive product. It is possible and it does happen. More likely than not though, especially on high ticket products like electric bikes that can go into $1,000 to $3,000 price range, it's likely that it's gonna take them a week or two or more to make a decision on that buying. So what you have to do is you have to run retargeting ads and email marketing, okay? When someone lands on your website, give them a pop-up that offers a discount. That's gonna get them on your email list. And also have your Facebook pixel installed and have your Google remarketing code installed so that what you can do is run Facebook retargeting ads and you can run Google remarketing ads to that same prospect, okay? Once they land on that blog post, they're likely to go to other pages of your website as well, like brand collections and particular products on your website. When somebody lands on a particular product on your website, that Facebook pixel will fire for that particular product page. And the Google remarketing tag will also fire. Okay, so you'll be able to set up automations with Facebook ads and Google ads so you can retarget those particular customers to come back to your website. So it works really good this kind of way. So if you target people top of the funnel, you get people coming in, they land on a product page, they go and do more research, but they keep seeing your ads across the network, then you're gonna probably get those sales really well. Plus, if you're running cold shopping ads, Google shopping ads to same long tail type keywords, then when somebody's ready to buy, they're going to be typing that keyword back into Google and they see your ad, they've already been introduced to your brand and they've already gotten value from your brand, they already trust your brand, they're more likely to buy from you because you have gotten them to know, like, and trust you over time, okay? That's really how this stuff works really well. So going back into keywords and long tail keywords and product page optimization, let's talk about content. So when you are looking at a product page, and let's just say you're just starting a site out, you copy and paste a supplier's description to your website. Well, it's probably not going to be very long, maybe a paragraph at most and some specs. Okay, there's not that many good keywords in there, and there's not that much content. So Google doesn't really know what your page is all about, and it's probably not going to rank it very high, because it doesn't seem like you really have that much content on there. You probably don't really know what you're talking about. Okay, so in order to do well, you have to create at least 1,000 words of content on a product page. Okay, that's how you're going to rank those pages. And it's not just any content. You've got to create content that has the product keyword in it. So the brand name, the model name, and the SKU number have to all be in that description a bunch of times, 3 to 5 or more times, okay? You've got to be talking about all these different relevant keywords related to it too, generic keywords and other things like that. Okay, and then you've got to have some copywriting skills, be able to sell it, persuade people, excite them about the product, excite them about the benefits of the product and the lifestyle that they're going to be able to achieve with that product, or that, you know, the problem they're going to be able to solve, or the itch they're going to be able, you know, to scratch from the use of that product. Okay, so there's a lot of different ways you can do that. For copywriting, read a book called Copywriting Secrets or any of the other copywriting books on Amazon Kindle. There's tons of good resources out there for learning how to do copy, okay? There's lots of courses as well. Copywriting is one of the best skills you can learn, and honestly, it's just like doing a sales presentation in real life, but on your website in text, okay? So just think of it that way. So once you have some really good quality content on your website, you want to know how to improve it. Go to a tool like KW Finder and search for that keyword, that broad keyword, and look for all the relevant keywords related to that keyword, and kind of take a look and see if any of those other keywords you could be fitting into that same description, right? The more relevant keywords you have, the more Google is going to see that, oh, this blog post knows what they're talking about. Okay, you can also link to other places of your website within any particular blog post or product page. That looks really good to Google as well. It helps the search engines crawl your entire website. It gives them a better idea and your customers a better idea of how the product works and what's related to it and what other options there are that are similar to it. Okay, so not only will the customer get value, but Google search engines will get a lot of value out of it, and they're going to rank other parts of your website really good too. Okay, so that's called internal linking, is when you add links to other pages and posts and products from a particular page post or product of your website. It's just like Wikipedia does it. So if you look at Wikipedia, any particular article, they're linking to a bazillion other articles within every single keyword. So that actual word on their website is linked to an article related to it, and that's the key. And that's really good to do. All right, the next thing I'm gonna talk about is external linking. I'll get back to some other stuff on the product page later, but external linking I think is super important. You've got to get external links going back to your website, otherwise known as backlinking. External linking is linking out to websites. Backlinking is from websites linking back to you. So there's two ways here. External linking, you really should only be doing that on your e-commerce store if it's super relevant to the product or the blog post, okay? And maybe it's an affiliate offer or something like that. I really don't recommend doing it that much, because honestly, you don't want people leaving your store, okay? So don't do that too much, unless it's absolutely necessary, maybe to link back to the brand's website or something like that, or a product manual, okay? Now, as far as backlinking goes, it's really good to go out into the web, into forums, and start helping people out, okay? You don't post direct links to your website, but help people out, okay? And when they start asking you for resources, then you can share them resources. Do it maybe in a private message or something like that. Reach out to blogs and to forums and ask them if they have room for advertising or if they accept guest posts. Okay, most blogs do, and you can pay them maybe $50, $100, whatever, and you can get them to allow you to make a post to post on their website, an informational post, and then link back to your website, maybe in the footer, in the author profile, or something like that. Okay, that's a really good way to get a backlink to your website. Sometimes they'll even provide advertising opportunities, posting banner ads and stuff like that, and those are actually backlinks as well, but you have to pay usually per month or per quarter or something like that for those. But it is a good way to get backlinks. Now, if you get backlinks from really high profile websites, that's the best. They're the hardest to get, but it's the best ones to get as well, especially if they're in your niche, if they're in your industry. Those are super, super awesome to get. So try to get those. And of course, just don't be spammy with it. Okay, that's the key thing. When people go to your website, okay, and from whatever source they go to, whether it's from a blog post or an advertisement or social media, the best thing you can do is have your website page content built in a way that's easy to read. No one wants to read a big block of text. Okay, so formatting your page content is super key. And I don't know if you guys remember, but in high school you used to do reports, okay? And in the report you had to format it. You had to make a header and you had to make a footer. And within the section you had to have bullet points and each of your sections laid out properly. So the proper website should have the product title as a header one tag, right? And then you'll have a header two tag that's similar to that. And then you'll have a intro piece of content, maybe a video that goes along with it, like a sales video embedded. And then you'll have a header two tag for every single main section and a header three tag that highlights the sections within those sections. And then within those sections, you can have bullet points to highlight things like features and benefits. Okay, if you ever go to a really good e-commerce website, you'll see what I'm talking about. When they're really well laid out and the content is good, and there's even pictures kind of fit into it, just kind of like a magazine article would have or a newspaper article, those are really good product descriptions. Those rank great on social media, in the search engines, and people love them and they'll link back to them, okay, and they'll share them on the rest of the web. So make product descriptions that look good and are easy to read, and other people will enjoy reading them and share them with their friends, okay? That's key. And the next thing I'll talk about is social media, other platforms like YouTube and things like that, and forums, okay? It's really good to build a social media community. Now, keep in mind that you should build two different types of communities. One should be based around your brand, and the other should be based around the industry or the product category, the generic keyword you're ranking for. So, in other words, have two different Instagram profiles, one for your brand, where you just post brand-related things, and another one that's a generic brand, like, you know, electric bike, community or whatever, instead of electric bike, you know, city.com or something like that. Like, don't have your brand profile. Try to act like a community profile, because it's not going to have the same kind of engagement. People are going to see that, well, it's a brand. They're probably going to try to sell me something eventually. I don't know if I want to follow this page. Don't just post product pictures, that kind of stuff. You don't get as many followers, okay? Post lifestyle pictures and memes to social media. Those are the things that get engagement, that get people laughing. That's the reason why we're all on social media in the first place, is to engage and to have fun, right? And to be social and to laugh. So get people doing that and share stuff that's shareable and viral and share-worthy. So build out two different things. A great thing to build out is a Facebook group. Facebook groups work really well. You cannot make them brand-based. You have to make them generic. And you can link people back to your website if they have questions and be the moderator of the group and share your thoughts and opinions and get people joining the group, right? That's a great thing to do. A YouTube channel is another great thing to do, okay? And YouTube channels should be based around your brand, especially if it's going to be leading people to your website. Okay, add product sales videos, add best resource videos and things like that, like a video based around that best electric bikes blog post, okay? That's a really great thing to do. Add, you know, informative videos like how to do this or how to do that or why you should do this or top five reasons why you should do that. Those types of videos work great, and you can share them on social media. You can email them to your audience and people will consume that information and they'll know, like, and trust you and buy more stuff from you and refer you to their friends, okay? All right, so the last thing you should do is get reviews, okay? The best thing that you can have on your website is reviews all over the place. Make sure you're setting up a review widget that automatically gets reviews from customers and automatically shares them on social media and then automatically posts them to your website. Make sure that it's on your product page, obviously, but also on your homepage and your cart page. Every single page of your website, you can fit that in there, fit it in there, and get it going and share them on social media all the time, because reviews are the lifeblood of your business. The next best thing you can do is testimonials. Get testimonial videos from your customers showing off the product that they bought from you and offer them some sort of a freebie or something in exchange for that. Share it on social media, put it on YouTube, obviously, and add it to the product page, okay? Those kinds of things rank really well and help your product page rank really well, because it's all unique content and it's going to make your sales go way up and your conversion rate go way up. All right, guys, so I hope all this was helpful. I can go way more in depth on any one of these topics and actually show tutorials. However, I do most of this stuff in my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass group coaching program, where I actually share and tell and show over my shoulder all this stuff. So if you're interested in getting coaching from me, join that. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com. All the information is there. And tune into one of my next live webinars as well. If you want to see one of those, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/webinar. You can see a replay. And you can also check your email and sign up for one of my new webinars and get all the information as well. All right, guys. So I really hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. If you guys are interested in having me build one of your high-ticket dropshipping stores for you, go to ecommerceparadise.com/starter stores, where you can get one of the starter stores, or go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. You can get me to build your entire business for you and launch it within 30 to 60 days. Thanks for listening, and talk to you in the next episode. Take care.